KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have a mostly clear sky and 63 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today. A high of 92 with winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Washington GEM 4-H Club is celebrating 100 years as a club. Spokesperson Melanie Petty says the club is asking both present and past members and leaders to please join in on Thursday, July 29th at 7:30 p.m. during the King and Queen contest at the Cass County Fair for a celebration. Afterward, Washington GEM past and present club members and leaders are invited to stop at the 4-H food stand for an ice cream social to reminisce about the club's history and thoughts for the future. Petty says, "We're sure there are many stories to be told and heard. You can also take time during the fair to view the glass case in the entry of the Community Center building, displaying some wonderful pieces of the club's history. The Cass County Fair begins Wednesday, July 28th, and continues through Tuesday, August 3rd. It is, of course, always free to everyone. Come out and enjoy what there is to see at the Cass County Fair this year." The first half of 2021 saw a significant rise in the number of house fires in Iowa, according to the Nebraska-Iowa region of the American Red Cross. Chapter spokesman Josh Murray said the agency's volunteer responders were sent to nearly 300 disasters statewide during the first 6 months of the year, and nearly all of them were house fires.
In January and February, we saw a large increase in those numbers. Usually we see probably closer to 250-ish in the first half of the year.
Between January 1st and June 30th, the Red Cross responded to 297 incidents in Iowa, with 95% of them being home fires, assisting a total of 1,281 individuals. While every house fire is different, Murray says one factor they all have in common is that they happened during the pandemic.
More people were home, more people were eating at home. They weren't going out there, so they're cooking at home. People are working at home, so maybe they're using space heaters more or something like that to heat their house. But we're still seeing some now. At this time of year, you know, you get to the summer, we usually don't see as many home fires. But in June, we saw close to 50 in the state of Iowa.
Murray said he's concerned about the increase in house fires overall and the boost in fires during the summer months.
We've seen this trend of increased fires across the entire state. So it wasn't just the one area, it wasn't just rural areas or urban areas. We've seen it from the west to the east to the north to the south, all across. So that's definitely one reason we've kind of put out this word, just to make sure people are being cautious on home fire safety.
When a Red Cross volunteer responds to a house fire in Iowa, they do a lot more than just wrap a blanket around a person who may have just lost everything they owned.
Most of the time, it's finding them a place to stay, finding them a hotel for a couple nights, maybe give them some meals if we need to, help them line up any other services they might require. Maybe they lost medicine in the fire and they need help getting their prescription refilled, or they need some storage space to store some stuff they were able to salvage from their home.
In many cases, the aid the Red Cross provides is not just over a few days, he says, rather weeks and even months. The agency provides a range of assistance in times of disaster through the power of volunteers and the generosity of donors. More than 100 people gathered outside the Iowa State Capitol in Des Moines Saturday to rally against mandates requiring people to get vaccinated against COVID-19, such as the ones some Iowa hospitals have issued. One of the speakers at the rally, Republican State Representative Jeff Shipley, called vaccine mandates a crime against humanity. The event was organized by a group called Informed Choice Iowa that opposes mandatory coronavirus vaccinations and vaccine passports. Bree Johnson, with that group, told the Des Moines Register she believes vaccination should be discussed between a health professional and a patient and not made a condition of employment. A vigil was held Sunday in Montezuma for 11-year-old Xavier Harrelson, who has been missing for 2 months. KCCI reports dozens of people filled the bleachers of the Montezuma High School football stadium to pray for the boy. They also sang and released butterflies as organizers implored them not to forget Harrelson and maintain hope that he will be found. Diane Hoffman, who organized the event, said she also wanted to show the Harrelson family that the community has their backs. Volunteers handed out more flyers with Xavier's name and face on them. Hoffman said in putting on the event that she wants to ensure that people don't forget him as time passes by. Family members of Harrelson, including his mother, Sarah, and Aunt Michelle, also attended the vigil. Family members and organizers also called for changes to the Amber Alert criteria, believing that such an alert would have potentially helped to find Xavier. Xavier did not meet the criteria, which, according to the state of Iowa, requires law enforcement to confirm a child has been abducted. Believe the circumstances surrounding the abduction indicate the child is in danger of serious bodily harm or death, and have enough descriptive information about the child, abductor, or suspect's vehicle to believe an immediate broadcast alert will help. Anyone with information is asked to call 911 or the Poweshiek County Sheriff's Office at 641-623-2107. The FBI has also set up a special webpage for tips related to the case. There is a link to that webpage in this same story on our news page at KJAN.com. That is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.